Victoria's political donation laws have been thrown into doubt after a major High Court ruling. The court found the state's caps on donations are unconstitutional because of a loophole that lets major parties raise money through associated entities. The decision comes just months out from the Victorian election. Advocates say the current system unfairly limits ordinary donors while benefiting big political players. The Wire's Mamina Shakur spoke with Democracy and Accountability Director at the Australia Institute, Bill Brown, about what happens next.
In 2018, the Victorian Parliament passed big changes to Victorian electoral laws, including a cap on political donations, but they left a number of loopholes so that political parties could get around that donation cap. The High Court looked at one particular loophole called the nominated entities loop and said that that was unfair and therefore the laws were void. Now, the Parliament can come back and re-legislate most of the laws, but the High Court didn't feel comfortable doing that themselves.
The law capped donations from ordinary Victorians at about $5,000, but allowed money to flow through nominated entities. How does that system work in practice?
The nominated entities are essentially the asset holding and investment arms of the political parties. So the parties have accumulated these assets, in some cases in excess of $100 million worth of shares and other holdings over the years before the donation cap was in place. What the nominated entity loophole allowed was for the parties to continue to receive millions of dollars, potentially, from these nominated entities, even while everyone else was subject to the $5,000 cap.
These donation caps are meant to make things fairer. So how did it end up doing the opposite?
It's a perverse feature of political finance laws in Australia, often sold as making the system fairer when they have the exact opposite effect. One thing to keep in mind is that the major political parties have a number of very good revenue sources that aren't based on private donations. So it's in their interests to make private donations hard because that limits the ability of an independent to get started or a new minor party to set themselves up while the major parties can continue to enjoy taxpayer funding and continue to levy their own MPs and money that way and also receive membership payments. So it's a reality of Australian political systems that they're complicated and that there are many different interests at play.
With the Victorian election coming up, what should the Victorian government fix or focus first?
Would be to bring back the donation transparency laws. So the rules that you have to disclose who's putting money into Victorian politics. With that in place, the Parliament would buy itself time to go back to the Victorian people and ask them what they want the rest of the political system to look like. If the Parliament just rushes in and tries to bring back as much of the old regime as it can, then they're likely to set the state up for more constitutional challenges down the line, because nominated entity provisions are not the only loophole in Victorian laws. And what we need is a thorough inquiry that can get to the bottom of what a fair new system for Victoria would look like.
Given that similar loopholes exist federally and in South Australia, how likely is it that we would see broader legal challenge?
The nominated entity loopholes that were developed in Victoria exist in the new South Australian and federal laws too. And that's really unconscionable because those laws were rushed instead of their respective governments holding a detailed inquiry that could get to the bottom of these issues and work out a fairer system. There is already a challenge underway against the federal laws, and I'm sure it will touch on the nominated entity loophole, even though there are many other unfair elements of the law for the High Court to consider as well. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if something similar happens with South Australia's radical changes to the law. So we're really at the beginning of a reckoning about political donation law, not the end of it. We'd certainly like to see transparency laws in place for this year's Victorian election, but the Parliament can take its time and work out the details for the other elements. It's very hard to do taxpayer funding of political parties and caps on donations fairly. So it'd be okay if Victorians went to this election without those in place. The reality is there's only been one out of the last 60 elections in Victoria that had donation caps in place. And those elections without donation caps include some of the most competitive and policy-driven elections that the state has seen.
That was Bill Brown from the Australia Institute speaking to The Wire's Momina Shakur.